Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio.
All right, we're here, Service Park number one, the only one today, day number one of the STPR rally. And you know, how's everything going, David?
Yeah, it was really good. First day, we had a good clean run. Important not to go too hard in there, because you know you've got, you're out for a long time, and if you have a problem you've got to carry it a long way, and it's notoriously very, very rough. So we had a good run, didn't go stupidly hard, but had a very good clean run. Second save, very, very good. But I think we've broken the 80 mile an hour average, so we might lose some of the time we got, because we were faster than the allocated, what we should have got. And then the last one through the real rough, twisty stage, I really wanted to give the car a little bit of hammering, really, just as more of a test ready for New England rally. And you know, the car was very, very good, and I think we sort of broke our stage record on that stage by over 20 seconds from the previous year. So it's pretty good, and the car felt fine, held up great, so all good.
Well, and today it's kind of an interesting day. You know, a really short day, and then we have a really long day tomorrow with a lot of stages, you know, grouped in, and Service Park. Feel like today's kind of a shakedown for tomorrow?
Not really, because today's stages are so different in character. And in all honesty, the two rough stages we've just done now are probably harder than the rest of the rally, really. So, although, yes, we've got more mileage, we've got more stages, they take a lot of driving and a lot of hammering of the car on those first group we've just done. So, you know, it's good to get those out of the way, everything runs clean through there, and then just obviously see how things progress afterwards.
All right, well, I know this is a short service, so we'll let you get a drink, and thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, cars starting to come in here, and we're going to walk our way through this first and only Service Park, 25-minute service, very short service. Just got done with a couple of 9-mile stages and about a 3.5-mile stage. Cars coming in here to service. We got a super special on tap left tonight, but like I said before, definitely a an interesting format to this rally. But we're gonna cruise down through here and see who else we can catch up with today. All right, we're here in Nick Roberts' Service Park here, you know, getting done with 3 stages, and I guess it couldn't go much better. Sounds like you're 3 for 3 on breaking records for Super Production.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm feeling really good. The car feels great. You know, we pushed pushed it hard on stage one. Stage one and three are really rough. We ended up breaking the front TCA bushing, so the front wheel's got about 3 inches of play every time I hit the brake or hit the gas. So going under Rattler, it was a little sketchy, so we backed off a little bit and tried to take it a little easy on three again, just because the last thing you want to do is actually totally break the TCA. But we still made some stage records. I can't complain. We must have not let up that hard. So we're out there having fun, putting some time on Lachlan. So I think we're got a pretty good lead on Lachlan at this point. So we've got a good, comfortable lead going in tonight and then going into the day tomorrow.
Well, I know, you know, talking with Higgins just a minute ago, I know he broke some records too, and obviously you broke 3. You feel like, you know, these stages are really, really fast this weekend?
You know, earlier today I mentioned that I do think that they're going to be a little bit quicker than they were last year. Last year the surfaces were a lot looser, so just, you know, you had to be a little bit more patient. And these stages here this weekend, I think, are a lot more, they're a little firmer than they were last year. Look a little tackier. I think it's got a little more water this week. So they're definitely, there's a lot of grips. They're definitely, it's going to be some fast stage times this weekend, and I think we're definitely going to be pushing the envelope as far as seeing how fast we can go. But, you know, these records, some of them, you know, go quite a ways back. I mean, back, you know, early 2000s. So, in a similar car to this. So it's, you know, I'm competing against some really good drivers that competed back in 2008, 2009, even 2012 with similar cars to this. So it feels good to know that we're putting some good times up on the board anyway.
All right. Well, I know this is short service, so let's relax a little bit and, you know, catch up with you later. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Adam Yeoman, first and only Service Park of the day. How things go out there? Heard possibly a few problems with some of the launches?
Yeah, we're having some anti-lag issues, which are causing the launches to be pretty subpar, to say the least. Yeah, and some ALS issues for all the stages, so not too nice. You know, you expect all the boost in the world when you need it, and it's not there, so it's made the driving a little tricky. I think the times are okay, but definitely gave up a little more to Higgins than we would have liked. And on this last stage, we got a lot of his dust, and so we lost some time in there too. So, yeah, you know, happy where we are, happy to be in second, but a little disappointed that we're not closer to Higgins at this point, but not a lot we can do. So get through this super special and have some fun tomorrow.
Well, you know, overall, how are the roads? I know, obviously, Dust came in to play the last one, but I've heard they're pretty quick. I know a few records I've heard being set. You know, you feel like roads are pretty solid overall?
Yeah, waste management's tough, and it's always tough. And it's rougher this year than it has been in the past, but it seems pretty fast. But on the way back through, the third stage is just waste management in reverse. Lots of rocks dragged out, lots of big ruts, and so really, really rough, and some big hits in the car. And so guys are just giving a good check over now to make sure it's all okay to go into the Super Special, but, you know, I made it back here fine, so I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be. But then it's just like a whole different ballgame tomorrow. You know, the roads are flat out. It's a different nature, and I really look forward to those. So can't wait to get through tonight and just get out and attack tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Adam, and good luck tonight.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Catching up here with Peter Fitella, just finishing up the first couple of stages. How are conditions? How's everything go out there?
Yeah, we don't need the car because I have now a little bit different setup of alignment and the tires, but everything is okay. Stages looks perfect. A little bit rough on the waste management stage, but everything sounds good. No problems with the car so far, so it's all right.
Yeah, I know you were talking about changing out gearboxes. Everything okay with the gearbox?
Yeah, we don't have any issue right now. We did pretty good the jump. You know, someone told me it was the best, so that's good. We did pretty fast and very long flight, but that's good. Good for fans.
Yeah, always a fan favorite, right?
Exactly, that's right.
All right. Well, you know, heading into the Super Special tonight, and then I know things change up tomorrow. You know, looking forward to anything?
Absolutely. We're looking forward for tomorrow. And like you said, we have two more little stages. But, good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Peter. We'll let you finish up dinner and talk with you later.
Thank you very much.
All right. Here with Lachlan O'Sullivan, you know, pulling in current points leader in Super Production. How's everything going today?
Interesting. As always, it's been that kind of year for us. But I think we have a second solidified and just need to set up the car for tomorrow. It's different roads tomorrow and just lost a lot of time today. So not happy about it. But, you know, it's one of those things we move on and get things right and we'll head in the right direction.
Just total, you know, setup was off today for the conditions.
Definitely my tire choice. A bunch of things went wrong for us today and you know, if we had more time in between events, we could have got some parts in that would have helped us today, to put it that way. It's tough with the back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, for sure. Long day tomorrow, ton of stages left, so, you know, I guess you can get it right today. You know, definitely make a run at it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, a whole different event tomorrow, totally different setup, so hopefully we'll get it right tomorrow and get going.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I know you got to pull out of here at service, but we'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, we're catching up with Cameron Steele here in Service Park, finishing pulling in. I believe you're first place in two-wheel drive. You know, how'd everything go out there? I know you had a few issues.
Yeah, we had a couple issues, but, I mean, we're still in first place, so that's a good thing. We definitely lost our turbo on the first stage going out, but we still put up a pretty good time. We didn't have it for stage two, but luckily it's a downhill short stage, so we ended up still doing pretty good on that. And then we figured out the problem there. We got the turbo working to start on stage three, but then it ended up going losing it again towards the end, but we still put up a pretty good time. But then they messed up our timing, so we're trying to do an inquiry about that right now to make sure. I guess there's a lot of people that had messed up time, so we're trying to figure out what's going on, but we're still in first place. So, you know, hopefully we'll figure out the turbo issue, and then we can continue tomorrow and keep doing well.
How are the stages? I heard they're pretty rough today, especially the waste management stages.
Yeah, waste management was really rough. A lot of huge ruts, bumps, dips, and rocks. I mean, we got lucky. We avoided most of them, but there's a couple we got. Luckily, I noticed them on recce, because they unsettled the car a lot, and we were able to still make the turn because I slowed down enough. But, yeah, there's a couple that could call you out, and there's some huge rocks that were in the middle of the road.
I know with a couple of guys were talking about dust coming into play on the last stage. You guys get into the dust at all? It affect your driving?
Yeah, we definitely got into some heavy dust. My co-driver's calling right for it. I'm like, I don't see it. And luckily then I ended up seeing it there just in time to be able to make it. So I had to slow down a little bit, but we didn't lose too much time. So,
all right. Well, good luck. I know we got some, you know, Super Special on tap tonight, so should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be. I'm excited.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cameron.
Thank you.
All right, just getting word from Cameron Steele. You know, we just did an interview with him, but off the air, his teammate Troy Miller, also you know, his main two-wheel drive competition, he did not finish. I guess one of the stages having some problems, broken axle. They're hauling him in, so he is done for today. But under Rally America rules, if he can find an axle with a time penalty, he can super rally tomorrow and still compete for a finish. So. sounds like Troy Miller, your current points leader in two-wheel drive. Looks like he may cede that points lead this weekend. We'll just have to see how things shape up. But right now it's about finding an axle for Troy Miller so he can super rally and continue on tomorrow. So even more drama here at the STPR rally. Been interesting, and you know, carnage all over, and you know, it's a lot of cars out already. We'll try and get you some names, but I've heard of 5 or 6 cars out already, permanently done out of the rally. So things are getting interesting, and we're only 3 stages into this one. So full slate of stages tomorrow, and still got some super specials on tap tonight. It's gonna get wild. All right, we got Steve LaRosa here, and I got to tell you, Steve, you know, with the looks of things, looks of your car, you come in with a smile on your face, but those 2 waste management stages, heard they're pretty rough, and then, you know, with all the dust thrown in, you got to feel right at home with that desert racing background.
The Ford Fiesta ST just handled that just like butter. It was great. The big spectator jump felt like my desert truck again. We were on a pillow, you know. So O'Neill prepped a good car, so now we'll do a quick prep and go to the night stage.
Yeah, some super specials. So I know, obviously, this car, plenty of power. You know, it's got to have you excited for these super specials, kind of a short course type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's only 3/4 of a mile long or whatever, but it does. It has me real excited. The torque on this thing is going to be a huge help tonight, I think.
Well, I know two-wheel drive, from what I understand, Cameron Steele currently leading. Troy Miller, he's out with some problems. Sounds like he's going to try and get an axle in Super Rally tomorrow. So kind of slides you right into that slot you need for this points battle.
Yeah, it does. We're sitting pretty good right now. I'm happy with that. Cam's a handful of seconds in front of us, and we just had 3 good, solid stages this morning, so we were happy with it.
All right, well, we'll let you get on with this evening's stages. We'll catch up with you later, buddy.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, catching up here with Honda driver James Robinson with the fit. How's everything looking out there?
So far, so good. Man, I'll tell you what, though, stages 1 and 3 are really rough. So we're trying to take it easy a little bit, but, man, that's a tough way to go.
Yeah, I know from what I understand, a lot of guys saying it was really, really rough, and I think on the 3rd stage back through, they were getting into quite a bit of dust.
Yeah, there's a lot of dust. It almost could have used a dust minute in there, I think. But anyways, yeah, we made it back through, and we're in one piece, so we're good to go. Yeah.
Well, after missing around at Indy, it's got to feel good to be back in the car.
Yeah, it really does. These cars are so much fun to drive, and honestly, STPR is one of the best events in the circuit. So, yeah, we're just happy as punch to be out here running the car.
Yeah. You know, looking at this evening, we've got some super specials on tap, and then going into tomorrow, you know, quite a bit of stages. I know, you know, tomorrow it's going to be interesting with how many stages.
Yeah, tomorrow is actually the day we look forward to. Those 4 stages are super fun here, and they're usually nice and smooth and fast. So we're really looking forward to getting a good time out there.
Well, I know we just had this conversation in the Rally America hauler, but, you know, as humid and as hot as it is out here right now, you're one of the few cars with air conditioning. It's got to be kind of exciting, huh?
It's one of the weird situations where here I am at service, and I'd rather be in the car right now so I could be cool. So, yeah, it's great having AC.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, James.
Appreciate it.
All right, kind of winding things down here at the first and only service park. We've got some super special action coming at you here in a little bit. Got a quick little park expose, and then we're going to be doing some super specials. But looks like, you know, that rain that we talked about earlier on the horizon, looks like, man, the clouds in the distance are getting really, really dark. I guess a few towns over, we've heard of a lot of rain pouring down. So I don't know if it's going to reach us in time for these super specials, but you got to think tonight the rain's definitely going to come in, so could change at this point, but I got to tell you, man, those clouds off in the distance looking pretty black headed this way, you know, to the rally. So weather could come into play this weekend, but as dusty as conditions have been, you heard it from all the drivers, you know, that rain could actually help matters. So we'll definitely have to see, but we're going to give you a quick rundown of the results we have so far here. It's pretty wild one, and had quite a bit of change up here and there, especially in two-wheel drive with Troy Miller going down. Definitely going to shake up the points battle. All right, so here we are with some exact times for you guys. David Higgins, Craig Drew out front. Looks like they've got got about a 50-second lead over Adam Yeoman in second, and then in third, sitting in first in Super Production, third overall is a team of Nick Roberts and Rhiannon Gelsomino. They're about 50 seconds back of Adam. And then we've got Lachlan O'Sullivan in that Super Production battle with Nick Roberts. He's a little over a minute back, so Nick Roberts, solid lead at this point. Peter Fatella sitting there in fifth, sitting pretty in fifth position, and third in open class. He's got to be really happy with that effort. And then Gary Gill sitting sixth overall, third in Super Production. So yeah, that Super Production battle, it's shaping up to be pretty exciting here at the rally. And then first in two-wheel drive, Cameron Steele. We've heard of some timing discrepancies of a couple of minutes, actually. So before we give you times, we're going to find out for sure what the ruling is from Rally America, but he is your current two-wheel drive leader. One way or another, he's your leader. We'll see how it shakes out over the course of the rally, especially when that discrepancy comes into play here in just a little bit. But right now, we're getting ready to head down to a little bit of Park Exposé and the Super Specials. We're going to bring you coverage of the Super Specials here on Rally America Radio. We're going to try and bring it to you live, so definitely stay tuned for that. As we continue to cover the 2015 STPR Rally, round five of the 2015 Rally America National Championship, I'm Jim Beaver and want to give a quick shout-out to all our partners, Subaru and the all-new 2015 WRX STI. And don't forget to give Rally America a follow on social media and be checking rally-america.com for all kinds of content and updates, as well as timing and scoring. And don't forget to give our friends at iRally a follow on Twitter. They're live tweeting during the event. And lots of good content coming out of them as well. So this has been Jim Beaver. We'll be back at you with some super special coverage here Friday, 2015 STPR Rally, round five of the Rally America National Championship. Game on.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.